It's 7 and sunny at noon from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Leah Denhartog. It's a victory that's taken a lot of people by surprise. Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States. The celebrity businessman won competitive battleground states like Florida, Ohio, and North Carolina to beat Democrat Hillary Clinton. Reporter Wendy Benjamin says Clinton simply wasn't able to persuade enough voters in the traditional Democratic base to come out for her.
She failed to articulate a clear vision for why she should be president, and Donald Trump gave her plenty of ammunition during the campaign to explain why he shouldn't. In the end, voting against Donald Trump wasn't enough.
In Trump's victory speech early this morning, he urged Americans to come together as one united people. The U.S. election has already jolted markets around the world early today, sending Asian stock prices sharply lower as investors panicked over uncertainties on trade, immigration, and geopolitical tensions. At one point, Japan's major index nosedived 6.1%. In Hong Kong, financial analyst Jackson Wong says the market will steady, but the financial world is wary of some of Trump's policies.
I think probably the worst is over for now for the stock markets. However, going forward, if he does roll out some very unwelcoming policies to other countries, that might damage the stock markets more.
During the campaign, Trump threatened to rip up trade deals like the North American Free Trade Agreement, but the lack of clear policy details has left many worldwide uneasy over the future direction of the U.S. economy. However, according to economist Gus Fauché, he says it's too soon to judge the long-term economic outlook for a Trump presidency.
I would expect that after a couple of weeks, we'll have a better sense of what policies President-elect Trump is interested in. And I think that markets, while there may be some near-term volatility, I think that they will gradually settle down as we get closer to Inauguration Day.
Trump will be sworn in as U.S. president on Friday, January 20th, 2017. According to ABC News, chief investigative reporter Brian Ross says in his personal life, Trump still has several battles to fight.
President, he won't be able to avoid a series of very troubling legal and financial issues, tax issues, that grow out of his business dealings. He's set to go on trial at the end of this month in a civil lawsuit over fraud involving Trump University. He said he would testify and attend the trial. He also now faces continued audit of his taxes. He will appoint the next director of the Internal Revenue Service, whose employees will conduct the audit.
Only time will tell as to how much his personal problems could impact his presidential run. U.S. President Obama has congratulated Donald Trump on his U.S. presidential election victory. Reporter Mark Smith says Obama has invited the president-elect to meet with him at the White House tomorrow.
A White House statement says the president telephoned the president-elect early this morning with congratulations and also phoned Hillary Clinton to express admiration for her strong campaign. We're told Obama invited Trump to sit down and go over transition planning that's been underway at the White House for nearly a year.
Meanwhile, Clinton is speaking right now to her supporters in her first public remark since her stunning defeat. The new president of Loyalist College, Anne Marie Vaughn, talked yesterday with local media about how she plans to reach out to the community before making any changes. Katy Perry has the story.
Vaughn says she wants to get ideas on how to improve the school.
To learn and to listen and to start to connect the dots. So it's listening to what people in the community, their hopes and aspires and dreams and the current economic and social development happening here. And then also speaking and learning from people within the institution and understanding the institution well.
To learn more about what happens at Loyalist, Vaughn turned to Loyalist College's website.
Loyalist is well known for the quality of the programs. I watched the program videos, and every single one of those videos were students that were talking about the value of the relationship with the faculty member. And that can't be scripted in my view. That told me that this is a very special place.
Vaughn is no stranger to working in post-secondary education and has 25 years of experience.
I've been very lucky in my career to be able to have a career in the field of post-secondary. But I came to this career by accident. I was going to law school, and I got elected on the student union at Memorial University, and my career path went in a completely different direction.
Vaughn has not laid out any specific plans for the college. Katy Perry, QNET News, Belleville.
Residents in Quindy West who use e-cigarettes and hookahs could face some new smoking bylaws. Karen White with a local Canadian Cancer Society spoke to Quindy West Council last Monday night. White asked council to implement a bylaw that would ban e-cigarettes and hookah pipes from being used in public places. This would include both indoors and outdoors. She says cancer-causing chemicals are found in the secondhand smoke. Quindy West's Mayor Jim Harrison says that city staff will look into the issue.
But whatever comes back, we'll follow it. They're telling me there's nicotine in it, and if there is, that's why we ban secondhand smoke. So if that's there, then we'll have to follow through with something to ban that.
Council is expected to make a decision on the bylaw by early January. That's QNET News on 91X to 1205. Sports is next.
It's time for Doug's Bicycle Fall Clearout Sale. 2017s are here and we need to make room. Save 20% on all 2016s, 30% off all used bikes, and up to 50% off select clothing. Take advantage of these incredible deals on some of the industry's best brands like Giant, Specialized, and Cervelo. What are you waiting for? Why am I still talking? 159 College Street West, Doug's Bicycle. Come get them before they're gone.
QNET Sports. The Ottawa Senators look for their first win in three games when they visit the Buffalo Sabres. Ottawa dropped a 3-1 loss last night to the Nashville Predators. Elsewhere, Anaheim is at Columbus while Chicago visits St. Louis. The Vancouver Canucks broke their 9-game losing streak with a 5-3 win over the New York Rangers last night. Montreal won over Boston with a 3-2 victory. Winnipeg downed Dallas 8-2. The Toronto Maple Leafs weren't as fortunate, losing 7-0 to LA. The Toronto Raptors are in Oklahoma City to open a 2-game road trip. Toronto began its season playing 5 of its first games at the Air Canada Centre. The Raptors do boast the NBA scoring leader in guard DeMar DeRosa, who's averaging 33.7 points per game. The Atlanta Hawks are the first team to beat the Cleveland Cavaliers this season. Dennis Schroeder scored a career-high 27 points as the Hawks beat the defending champions 110-106 last night. Cleveland is 6-1 and was the last team to lose this season. Action continues in the Grand Slam of Curling Tour event in Cranbrook, BC. The tour challenge began last night and features a total of 30 men's and 30 women's teams split into two tiers, with 15 teams participating in each tier. Calgary's Kevin Coey won the men's top tier last year, while Switzerland's Silvana Tironzoni took the women's title. The Greek Soccer Federation has indefinitely suspended all league games after suspected arson attack damaged a referee's home. Last week, the official said another soccer senior referee were threatened outside his house by unknown men. Greek soccer has been plagued by persistent fan violence and allegations of corruption and match fixing. In local sports, the Loyalist Lancers played the Durham Lords in women's basketball last night. The Lancers trailed behind the Lords the entire game with a loss of 86-39. Tomorrow, the men's and women's Lancers volleyball teams play the Durham Lords at home. The women's team start at 6 p.m. and the men's at 8 p.m. The Lords women's team is ranked first in their division, with the Lancers close in third. Send us your team or league scores, email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, a mix of sun and cloud today and a high of 10. Tonight, a few clouds with a low of 0. Tomorrow, mainly sunny, high of 12. At 12:09, it's 7 degrees. QNET News on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Leah Den Hartog, news on 91X, next at 1.